It was a very good year, particularly in the swing states like Ohio, like Nevada, like Florida, where lots and lots of ads appeared on the air. This has been a big help for media that have been very, very strapped for advertising revenue over the past several years. The recession was a terrible blow to the media, television and newspapers. Newspaper ads are way down. This hasn't helped newspapers very much, but television has really benefited and radio has really benefited from the increased ad spending.
Missouri was not a presidential swing state this year, and so TV stations didn't get the presidential ad spending they're used to. But things have sort of changed after the Supreme Court's Citizens United ruling. This was really the first big election after that decision. Did that make up for the loss in presidential spending in Missouri?
Well, a couple of things about that. First, what made up for some of the loss of the swing state nature of Missouri politics and generating ads for national candidates is that we had a heck of a contest for the U.S. Senate that generated a lot of money and a big money contest for the governorship that also generated a lot of campaign spending. So some of the ad revenue was made up for by those contested campaigns that we heard an awful lot about. If you step back, you can't say that directly super PAC spending and the sort of money that corporations could spend drove this spending. In the House races, there was a lot of that. But in the Senate race and in the governor's race on this side of the Missouri, two things that have been around much longer than Citizens United had the big impact on this. First, it was incumbents who can generate a whole lot of fundraising, who were able to pay for their ads as they had planned to do and buy a whole lot of them. And that was true for incumbent Jay Nixon and for incumbent Claire McCaskill. There also were some quite well-funded candidates who were able to pay for some of their own ads, like Dave Spence in the Republican side of the governor's race in the state of Missouri. Those things have been around for a long time, but what Citizens United seems to have done is to drive incumbents and anybody else who wants to compete to get into an arms race for money, because you never know how much money is going to come in on the other side. And some money did come in opposed to Claire McCaskill, for example, and even to Jay Nixon. So you have to worry about the ads that are going to come in that are not connected to your opponent directly, but are coming in to attack you as a member of the other political party that they want to defeat. That's where the arms race is really driving all the money that's coming into this, and it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that getting worse before it gets better. This is going to be – it's looking like it's going to be another record-breaking year in terms of political spending. Is this just going to keep going indefinitely, or, you know, where's the breaking point in this?
In politics, things can change very quickly. A big monster scandal can change people's opinions, but I don't see that happening at the moment. So I don't see anything but a whole lot more super PAC spending going into the 2014 elections.